Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Myrna. I'm glad you called. Now, I'll have to take a rain check, Angel. I've got a date for bridge. Some card I know thinks he can trump another man's queen, and with the Joker wild, the game can be murdered.
Once again, the Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves
the case of the King of Hearts.
It's late afternoon in New York, and a handsome gent named Johnny King steps out of the elevator at the Carlton.
Swipe, please.
In the lead is an enterprising bellhop named Billy Matthews, carrying two light pieces of luggage. It seems like nothing to Billy, but in just a minute, he's going to have his hands full.
This is it, Mr. King. If you'll wait till I turn on the lights.
Hey, it's all right.
Would you like me to open the window?
Not a bad idea.
Okay.
Hey, it's quite a sight. They look like ants down there, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Maybe that's what they are. Look at them run. Most of them don't even know where they're going.
I suppose not. Will there be anything else, Mr. King?
No. Oh, wait a second. What's your name?
Billy Matthews.
You look like a bright boy, Billy. I bet you don't miss much that goes on around here.
Oh, I keep my eyes open.
How'd you like to make yourself 20 bucks?
What would I have to do?
Well, New York's a new town to me. I need someone to show me the ropes.
What are you interested in?
Women.
Women?
Mm-hmm. Well, it figures. There must be a lot of rich dames living in a place like this. You must know them all.
I'll get you, Mr. King.
For instance, who was the gal that got off the elevator as I came in?
Good-looking blonde, about 5'3".
That's the one.
Her name is Grace Burton.
Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.?
Mm-hmm. Judging by that mink she was wearing, I'd say Papa was loaded.
He is.
What's he do?
I don't know.
One double or 20?
He's a gambler.
Suppose Mr. Burton's away from home a good deal.
Uh-huh.
Where does he bank?
Well, after all, Mr. King, you couldn't expect me to know.
It's worth another 40.
Federal Trust on Park Avenue.
I knew I picked the right boy. All right, kid, you got yourself 80 bucks. You want to go for 160?
What can I lose?
I warn you, this is going to be tough. I want to know Mrs. Burton's maiden name, where she went to school, who her friends are, what they do, in short.
You want a complete case history.
You think you can handle it?
Well, you see, 160 is a tough number to remember. If you could make it an even 2, I could practically guarantee results.
You're quite a chiseler.
Well, I don't intend to be a bellhop all my life.
I can see that. Okay, Billy, you got yourself a deal. Now, let's see you deliver. Yeah?
Mr. King, this is Billy Matthews.
Hi, Billy. What's the score?
We're leading, 3-0. Mrs. Burton's maiden name was Grace Sherman.
Grace Sherman, hmm?
Yeah, she went to Clinton High School in Chicago.
What about college?
2 years at Northwestern. Her best friend was an Alice Gordon.
You must have been reading her mail.
No more than I had to. It's pretty dull.
What does she do to keep occupied?
Nothing much. Matinees, shopping, the usual gook. But at 4 o'clock every day, you'll find her in a cocktail lounge downstairs.
Alone?
Yeah. She drinks Smirnoff.
That's good to know. Well, wish me luck, kiddo. I'm off to the races.
Waiting. Waiting.
I'll be right with you, Mrs. Burton.
Grace Sherman.
What?
Well, if you're not a sight for sore eyes...
I beg your pardon?
Well, aren't you Grace Sherman?
Well, that was my maiden name.
So you went and did it,
Now, look, mister...
Am I being snubbed or don't you recognize me?
I'm afraid
me?
I don't.
I'm Johnny King.
Johnny King?
We went to Clinton High together.
It's funny that I don't remember.
Well, you did go to Clinton.
Yes.
And as I recall, you and Alice Gordon went to Northwestern for a couple of years afterwards.
Yes, that's right. I suppose I should be ashamed of myself.
Well, I'm an easy man to forget.
No, I wouldn't imagine so.
Take my word for it. I've lived with me for 38 years. But if you'd rather...
No, please stay, mister...
You see, you've forgotten again. King, Johnny King.
Won't you join me?
Only if you let me buy you a drink. Waiter.
Monsieur.
Two Smirnoff vodkas.
Oh, you have a fantastic memory.
Well, I've forgotten very little about you, Grace. Tell me, what have you been doing with yourself these last few years?
Well, for one thing, I got married.
Anyone I know?
No, I don't think so. He's from New York. His name is Vic Burton.
What's he do?
Oh, a little of this and that. He's out of town at the moment.
And he lets a gorgeous creature like you run around loose?
Oh, yes.
Serve him right if he lost you.
I don't think there's much danger in that.
You never know.
Your drinks, monsieur.
Thanks. Let's have two more of the same.
Oh, really, Johnny?
Look, we got to make up for lost time. Go on, waiter.
Oui, monsieur.
To us, Grace. I got a feeling that this time you won't ever forget me. Want to go through the park again, Grace?
Let's go on forever.
Keep going, Kelly.
You know, Johnny, this is the first time I've ever ridden in a hansom cab. It never occurred to Vic.
You hear from him lately?
Yes, he wired. He's got reservations on the Super Cheap for Friday.
Well, that gives us 5 days. I guess we ought to be grateful for small favors.
Why couldn't I go on seeing you?
For one thing, I've run out of money.
You what?
Well, I only intended to stay in town for a week, but meeting you messed up my plans.
How long would you stay if you had good money?
That's a pretty ridiculous question.
How long would you stay?
As long as you wanted me to. If you weren't married...
Yes?
Oh, what difference does it make?
I want to know, Johnny.
Grace, I'm crazy about you. I never met anyone before who hit me the way you did.
I'm glad, because that's how I feel, too.
Grace.
When Vic comes home, I'm going to tell him.
No, you mustn't.
Why not?
Because it wouldn't be any use. You see, I'm married, too.
You're married?
Don't look at me like that. I can't get a divorce. She's in an insane asylum.
Oh, no.
Happened 4 years ago when she lost the baby.
Oh, you poor darling.
Oh, that's the way it works out sometimes. So I guess it's back to Chicago for yours truly.
No. No, I won't let you go. I'll give you the money.
What kind of a heel do you take me for?
Consider it a loan.
No.
Please, Johnny, please. If you love me.
That's the one argument I can't answer. All right, Grace. I'll do what you want.
That you, Grace?
Yes, Vic.
Where you been?
Shopping. Oh, I've got to get off my feet. You wouldn't believe how jammed the stores are.
I should have imagined they'd have locked the doors and just waited on you.
Mm-hmm.
Would have paid them. In case you haven't kept tabs, you wrote $18,000 worth of checks last month.
I what?
Well, isn't this your signature? They're all made out to cash.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing, but I'd like to know where the money went.
Oh, various things.
For example?
Well, how can you expect me to remember?
Well, if I spent 18 grand, I would.
Don't you trust me?
Of course.
Then why the third degree?
Well, after all, baby,
$18,000... There you go, harping on that again. Well, if you must know, I lost it gambling.
You lost it gambling?
Yes. Why should you have all the fun?
Well, it isn't fun with me, sweetie. It's business. Who'd you drop the money to?
I won't tell you.
But you don't even have the faintest notion how to place a bet.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, I didn't mean it that way, but I got a right to know.
Look, if you think I'm going to sit here while you make like Mr. District Attorney...
Grace, where are you going? Grace! That's the story, Mike. When I asked Grace about the dough, she claimed she lost it gambling. Well, I want to know where that money went.
Look, Vic, if you expect me to play I Spy on your wife...
I know how you feel about this kind of a case, but I wouldn't ask you to touch it if I've got the feeling Grace got herself involved in something she can't handle.
You feel there's another man in the picture?
I'll lay 8 to 5. You think you can find out his name, what he does for a living?
Well, judging by those checks, I'd say he's promoting Grace.
If he is, it's my fault.
No, let's not be noble.
Well, I mean it. What kind of a life is it for a girl to be married to a gambler? With me traipsing all over the country, no wonder she got lonely.
Well, assuming I find this man, what do you intend to do about it?
It all depends. If he's the right guy...
How could he be? And take money from your wife?
Maybe he's in a jam. Happens now and then.
You're a strange bird, Vic.
I'm no kid, Mike. I've been around. Maybe I was wrong getting married in my racket. But I did. And anything Grace wants, she can have. If she wants this guy...
She can have him, too.
With 6 points. I'd get to work on it like a good boy. Just let me know the score.
Taxi. Hey, taxi.
Take me to... wait a minute.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah. Why don't we share the cab and save some dough?
How's that again?
Well, aren't you tailing me?
Well, if I was, Johnny, I wasn't doing too good a job.
And I thought the Falcon was the best in the business.
I thought so, too. Obviously, we were both wrong.
Obviously. You working for Vic Burton?
Would it do me any good to deny it?
Not a bit. But you can tell your client his troubles are all over. I'm giving Grace back to him.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, that's the sort of guy I am. Yeah, from here on in, he's got nothing to worry about. Of course, it cost him a few pennies, but think of the lesson he learned.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Johnny, I've got a hunch you've got yours to learn yet. Take care of yourself, fella. Wish I had time to...
Come.
Hello, Mr. King.
What are you doing here, Billy?
I hear you checking out.
Oh, where'd you hear that from?
Desk clerk.
Mistaken.
Oh, I'm sure glad to hear that, Johnny.
Johnny, hey, you this friendly with all the guests?
Are you this friendly with all the bellhops?
Billy, you're wasting your time here. A boy like you could really go places.
I like it here. I was wondering...
Hey, beat it.
You expecting company?
Go on, I said beat it.
Just as you say, Mr. King.
John.
Hello, Mrs. Burton.
Oh, hello, Billy.
You sure I can't do anything else for you, Mr. King?
No, you've done enough already.
Well, you know me. Always glad to be of service. If you need anything, yell.
Darling, I'm sorry I broke in on you.
It wasn't smart, Grace.
I couldn't help myself. You've got to take me away.
Why? What's up?
Vic's gone to Mike Waring.
So I discovered.
You know?
Yeah, I ran into him this morning. Well, you can't say that my timing is bad. I had a feeling the party was over.
You're joking.
Look, Grace, it's time you open those beautiful blue eyes to the facts of life. I'm not a very nice guy.
But Johnny,
No, it's true. Do you see, honey, I got only one talent, if you can call it that. I'm a pretty fair-looking boy. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not conceited about it. It's my stock in trade. Now it's time to move the shop to another spot.
No. No, I won't let you go.
Now, let's not be silly.
I mean it, Johnny. I won't let you. I'll kill you first.
Now, you wouldn't do that, would you? You were just talking to hear yourself talk. Isn't that right?
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, don't leave me.
I'm sorry, baby. But it was nice while it lasted. This is Mr. King in 912. Billy Matthews around there?
I'll have to check the bell, Captain. Will you hold on?
Yeah, well, hurry it up, will you? Love her when you're near me.
Mr. King.
Yeah?
I'm afraid he's busy. Will one of the other bellhops do?
No, I want him. Look, as soon as you locate him, tell him to call...
Mr. King!
Hello, Mike.
Well, if it isn't Sergeant Corbin.
Well, don't tell me I wasn't expected.
Well, you were overdue. Haven't seen you in a week. Sit down.
What's the point? Only be getting up again. You know of Vic Burton?
Yeah, I just finished a little job for him.
Did said job entail getting the lowdown on the late Johnny King?
What do you mean, the late Johnny King?
Well, what do people generally mean when they say the late? He's dead. He was gunned an hour ago.
And you think...
I think the job you did for Vic Burton supplied the motive. You're a real helpful kid, Mike. Isn't it a crime all your good deeds turn out to be murder?
Two hours have passed since Mike Waring's client was nominated by the police as chief suspect for the murder of Johnny King. Now at headquarters, we find Vic Burton declining the honor with little thanks.
What are you trying to do, frame me? Well, it won't work. I never even heard of this Johnny King.
It won't wash, Vic. Corbett knows I tailed him for you.
Thanks. Maybe I can do something for you someday.
Don't be a chump, Burton. He had to tell us.
Well, the whole thing's ridiculous. I never used a gun in my life. I wouldn't know how.
I believe they include directions in every package. All you got to do is follow them.
You're crazy.
You know King was romancing your wife.
That's a lie. They were just friends.
Well, his friendship came pretty high. I understand it cost you 18 grand.
I tell you, I didn't kill him.
No, you hired a pro to do the job.
How do you know that, Corbett?
A bellboy at the hotel named Billy Matthews spotted him. About 10 minutes before the shooting, he saw some character wearing a raincoat and carrying an umbrella get off at King's floor. He thought it was queer.
What's so queer about that?
It wasn't raining.
Oh. And on the basis of that, you're ready to book Burton?
Why, you got a better suspect?
Sure, I can think of a dozen. Did you talk to his wife?
Well, you feel she could have been responsible?
You're out of your mind. Where's her motive?
Well, suppose she was in love with this King character.
Now, you're barking up the wrong tree, Corbett. If she was in love with him, she certainly wouldn't have had him killed. Unless...
Well, I just thought of something.
Wait a minute, Mike. Keep away from Grace.
You're asking the impossible, Vic.
Those are orders. If you can't follow them, you're fired.
Well, I always wanted to go into business for myself. I'll be seeing you, fellas. Hello, Mrs. Burton.
Who are you?
Mike Waring.
Oh?
I take it Vic mentioned my name. May I come in?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Sit down, won't you? Did you see Vic?
Yes, not more than 10 minutes ago. He's in a bad spot, Angel.
He didn't kill Johnny.
There was only one way to convince the police.
How?
Give him a better suspect. You got any nominations?
No.
You wouldn't care to volunteer for the post yourself.
What?
Well, you were in love with Johnny.
I don't deny that.
Suppose he packed you in.
Why should he?
He did it to other women.
You're lying.
Oh, you mean you didn't know?
What was there to know? That's not true.
You going to stick to that story?
Why shouldn't I?
Because if I can disprove it, it's going to look awful sad for you.
Get out of here.
Look, Grace, I'm not enjoying this any more than you are. But unless I can dig up another suspect, Vic is going to fry.
No.
Yes. Now, do you think he killed Johnny?
No.
Well, then who does that leave?
I thought you were the detective.
Well, thanks for reminding me. I'll get busy on it right away.
Right, boy.
Right away. Excuse me, you Billy Matthews?
Yeah, that's right.
Glad to know you. I'm Mike Waring.
Who?
Mike Waring.
You're not the one they call the Falcon.
Yeah, but don't breathe it to a soul.
Gee, this is a real pleasure, Mr. Waring. You working on a Johnny King murder?
Mm-hmm. Where can we talk?
Well, I'm on duty now.
Well, can't you knock off for 5 minutes? It's worth a fin.
Well,
go on, take it.
I don't want you to think I was holding you up.
Oh, never entered my mind. Where can we go?
There's a place behind the elevator. Hey, Norris, take over my station, will you? I have to help this gentleman here. How does this suit you?
Oh, this is fine. Smoke?
Thanks. I can't tell you what a bang I'm getting out of this. I always wanted to be a private dick myself.
Well, forget it. I got a feeling what with tips and jips, you do better here.
Yeah, but it must be exciting.
No, most of the time it's real dull. How well did you know Mr. King?
Well enough. He was a big sport.
Heavy tipper, huh?
You betcha.
How did he meet Grace Burton?
I couldn't say.
I got 20 bucks that says you're too modest.
Well...
20 bucks, Billy. That's not to be sneezed at even by a bellhop.
It was all my fault.
Come again?
When he first registered here, he saw Mrs. Burton. He told me he thought he knew her from someplace. I guess I let him pump me.
It's hard to believe.
Huh?
You're a shrewdie, Billy. I can't see Johnny getting anything out of you that you didn't want to give. How much did he pay you?
Oh, now, you got to understand, Mr. Waring. We bellboys don't do as well as you think. I got to supply my own uniforms.
Yeah, and you got a widowed mother in Flatbush to support. I know. Did Johnny see much of Grace Burton?
Practically every day. He really went for her. She was nuts about him.
They ever fight?
Not that I know of.
You sure?
Positive. About an hour before he was bumped, I saw them together, and they were real lovey-dovey.
Yeah. Well, that kind of knocks my hunch in the head.
Huh?
Skip it. Listen, Billy, here's my card.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you think of anything else, lift the phone, huh?
Yeah, sure will. It was very interesting seeing you operate.
Well, I told you it was real dull.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Waring. You gave me a couple of ideas. Maybe someday they'll come in handy.
Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Burton.
I didn't call for a bellboy.
I know. I just dropped by to let you know all the fellas think it's a shame about your husband.
Oh. Well, thank them for me, Billy.
I sure will. Oh, the cops are nuts. Mr. Burton wouldn't hurt a fly. Why, he never even said 2 words to Mr. King.
Did you tell that to the police?
What do you take me for, a blabbermouth? If I wanted to talk, I could tell plenty. Me and Johnny got
Johnny.
Along.
Johnny?
Yeah. Didn't you know we were real close? How do you think he found out about you?
How?
I got him the dope. You ought to keep your drawers locked.
Why, you little sneak.
I wouldn't try that again, Mrs.
Now, get out of here.
If I do, I go straight to Mike Waring. Suppose I told him you and Mr. King had a beef.
What?
I heard you threatened to kill him when he sloughed you off.
You're lying.
You know better. I was parked right outside his door. Of course, I could always have amnesia, but that'll cost you real dough.
What do you call real dough, Billy?
$5,000?
Don't be a fool. I haven't got that kind of money.
Are you kidding? You and your husband have a joint checking account at the Federal Trust.
You don't miss a trick, do you?
No, not a one. So start writing. And since you might have trouble spelling my name, just make it payable to cash.
Homicide, Corbett.
Hi, Sergeant.
Who's this?
Now, who else would it be?
Oh, I was afraid of that. Did you see Mrs. Burton?
Yep.
What'd you find out?
Nothing.
I told you were wasting your time.
Yeah, well, I'm more convinced than ever that Vic didn't kill Johnny King.
I'd like to see a little proof.
Well, there must be something in King's past that supplies the motive.
Oh, you're reaching, pal.
Well, it figures that in his lifetime he must have offended many a husband.
And you think one of them finally caught up with him while he was messing with Grace Burton?
I do.
How convenient.
Well, does it hurt to check?
You tell me how. He had no record.
What did you find in his room?
You want a complete inventory?
Yes.
8 custom-tailored suits, 4 pairs of shoes, 19 shirts,
no, no.
6 in the monogram.
No. Never mind that. Did he keep a diary?
There wasn't a scrap of paper in the joint.
Well, I don't get a... Hold it, Sergeant. I've got company. Yes, come in.
Listen, Mike, if you're all through...
Well, I'm not. I'll be with you in just... Oh.
Hello, Mike. Hey, what's going on there? Hello. Hello.
Fifteen minutes ago, Mike's phone call to Sergeant Corbett was interrupted by a shot, whereupon the good sergeant hustled over and discovered the reason for the disconnect.
Oh. All right, Mike, here, take a swig of this.
No.
You must be hurt real bad to turn this down. It's bonded.
Huh? Oh, Corbett.
Why don't you ask me what happened?
I don't have to. I was here. Oh. Who taped my ribs?
Me.
You made it too tight.
Oh, that's gratitude for you. Did you get a look at the party?
No, I didn't have a chance.
Wonder what he had against you. Not that I can't think of a dozen reasons.
So can I. Must be getting close to the truth.
From what you told me, you aren't getting close to anything.
Well, this proves Vic Burton couldn't have killed King.
Does it?
Well, it figures the same one who killed Johnny shot me.
So?
So Vic's in stir, isn't he?
Aren't you forgetting the queer duck in the raincoat the bellboy saw?
You think Vic sent him around to knock me off? Why should he?
To unsuspicion himself.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Well, then, who do you think was responsible?
I have no idea, but if you'll help me into my coat, we'll see Grace Burton. Maybe she'll provide a little inspiration.
Hello, Mrs. Burton.
Are you back again, Billy?
Oh, that's no way to talk. I'm up here to do you a favor.
Don't bother.
Well, if that's the way you feel...
No, wait a minute. What is it?
If I was you, I'd be real careful when I use a phone. They got a bug on it.
A bug?
It's tapped. I think your friend Mike Waring is responsible. What'd you tell him anyway?
None of your business.
Now, look, I can't protect you if I don't know. I'm only... You expecting someone?
No.
Well, thanks again, Mrs. Burton. If you want the papers, please let me know.
Hello, Billy.
Oh, Mr. Waring. I was just on my way out.
Stick around. We're going to have a ball.
Oh, but I got to get back to work.
It'll keep.
What's the meaning of this?
You know Sergeant Corbett?
Sure she does.
I still would like to know...
Corbett and I thought you might be interested in the latest developments. An hour ago, someone took a shot at me.
Oh, obviously. They missed.
No, I make a real neat bandage.
Well, anyway, it came from the same gun that killed Johnny King.
Well, then that proves that Vic didn't do it.
That's what I claim. But Corbett here is still holding out for the queer little duck in the raincoat.
The one I saw?
Yeah, tell me some more about him, Billy.
Nothing more to tell. He was about 5'3" or 5'4", kind of chubby.
Mm-hmm. Well, why didn't you question him when you saw him loitering in the hall?
Well, I thought maybe he was a guest in a hotel.
And of course, you wouldn't risk offending.
Look, I gotta get back to work.
Now, what's your hurry? You always said you wanted to see how a detective operates. Well, latch on, kid. I'm operating. Now, what do we know for sure? Party named Johnny King was murdered, so the first question is, who done it?
I say Vic Burton.
I say you're wrong. What was his motive?
Revenge.
That's not true.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Grace. Want to make it unanimous, Billene?
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, you should. We're going to ask questions later. I submit the motive was money.
What are you talking about?
You gave me a list of the stuff you found in Johnny's room. What happened to the 18 grand Grace turned over to him?
He must have banked it.
Then why didn't you find the passbook?
Huh?
No, a guy like Johnny would keep that money on him for a fast getaway. Right, Billene?
How should I know?
Well, you should, if anyone would. You killed him.
Well, you're nuts. I swear in a Bible.
Now,
and
save it for court. All right, Corbett, what are you standing there with your mouth open for? Close it and make like a cop. What's the matter, Sergeant? You don't look happy.
Oh, I ain't. When I think how that Billy Matthews had me fooled.
Yeah, well, he was a real cutie. Imagine holding me up for 25 bucks and him with 18 grand stashed away.
Oh, 23.
Hmm?
You're forgetting the five he got shaken down Mrs. Burton.
Oh, yeah. Well, Billy believed in making the most of his opportunities. As soon as he discovered King was checking out, he figured it was time to act. He knew no one would notice a bellboy around the hotel, so he went up to Johnny's room and let him have it.
And the queer-looking duck in the raincoat.
That was a figment of his imagination.
You know, I could almost overlook his killing Johnny, but there's one thing I can't forgive him for.
What's that?
Taking that shot at you.
Oh, why, Sergeant, I never dreamed you cared.
I don't. I'm just sorry he missed.
Oh.
Good night, Mike.
The Case of the Falling Star. The Case of the Falling Star. That's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that some heavenly bodies can wind up 6 feet under. The adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking.